Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
You don't backslide overnight. You don't come Sunday morning and say, well, I think I'll start backsliding. No, it's slowly drift. And that's what that word slip means. You're slowly drifting away. It's not a sudden departure. And it's unnoticed. And the danger with the Hebrew believers is that many of them were drifting or slipping away from the position of salvation. Now listen very closely to what I'm about to say. Okay? They were saved, but yet because of Judaism and the traditions and the persecution, many of them were drifting away from the position of salvation through faith in Christ Jesus by the grace of God and going back again to the law to seek to be justified before the Lord. They were going back. Is that possible? It happens all the time. Remember the book of Galatians? The Galatian people? Here these were sage people and the law started. He said, oh, you foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? These were saved people that false teachers had come in and they said, no, you got to keep, okay, I know you're saved by grace, but you got to keep the law to be justified before God. And that's what these Jewish believers were going back. Well, no, is it tough? Maybe we ought to. They grew up, taking the little lambs and other things to the priest and to the temple. And Paul is warning these believers who are still there. Matter of fact, one of the key verses is chapter 6, verse number 1, when he says, let us go on now. They're not coming back. They've crucified, I can't wait till we get that session. Seeing they crucified Christ afresh, and they've tasted that heavenly gift. Remember, we'll get there in a little bit, and people think that he's talking about losing salvation. No. They've been saved, and they've went back, and they've tasted the goodness of God. And Paul said, they're not coming back. But us, let us go on. You see that again in Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 25. Forsaking not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, so much the more as you see the day approaching. So this is what this word slip means. Many of those believers, they went back into Judaism. And he says, we have to be careful, lest at any time we should let them slip, literally passing away. Now, when we get that word slip, remember that there was five exhortations that I told you when we introduced the book of Hebrews to you, that Paul tried to, they're exhortations of warnings, of danger to these Hebrew believers. And I gave them to you, and this is the first of five. It's the danger of drifting from his word. When he says in verse number 1, lest at any time we should let them slip. In verses 2 and 3, it kind of builds upon that about drifting from the Word of God. They begin to drift from the Word of God. And then in chapter number 3, they begin to doubt the Word. First, they begin to drift. And then chapter number 3, there's a danger from doubting. Once you drift, they begin to doubt. Remember Satan in the garden? Hath God said? And they begin to doubt. Did he really say that? Well, there's a drifting. Then there's a doubting. And then the third exhortation, we'll get there in chapter number 6. I kind of touched on it a little bit. Is the departing. Departing from his word. There's a drifting. And again, it wasn't a sudden departure. It just little by little by little by little. Then they begin to doubt. Then they begin to depart from the word. In other words, they don't pick up the word of God anymore, much less even go to church. They completely. And then the fourth one is the despising of his word. Now, these are believers. These are believers. The despising, and it's in chapter number 10, and God talks about chastening his own. that if he doesn't chase you, you don't belong to him. Chasing you, you don't belong to him. And these are those who've already began to drift. They began to doubt. They began to depart. And now they're despising his word. So I've said this many, many, many times before. There's nothing more miserable in the world today than a backslidden Baptist. They know the truth. They've been saved. They've been in church. And all of a sudden, they get out of church and they are so miserable. And they're just, you don't even want to be around them. Amen, preacher. Well, they begin to despise his word. And then the last one we see in chapter number 12 of Hebrews is the denying his word. We see all of this about these Hebrew believers. They went back and Paul is warning them all through the book of Hebrews. Don't do that. Don't do that. Well, we see that in verse number 1, to let them slip. We have to be careful. Then verse number 2. Matter of fact, I had a note here. Let me before. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 7. Paul at the end of his life said this. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. He didn't let it slip. He stayed with it. Don't drift away. Don't slip away. Verse number 2. For if the word was spoken by the angels were steadfast. Now, I'm not a Greek scholar. Temple's not here, I guess, and Doug's gone. There, all the Greek and Dan, all the great Greek minds are gone today from church. Amen. So if I say something, y'all won't know if it's true or not. You know, I've been told I took Greek class when I went to seminary years ago. I had 1 year Greek and 1 semester Hebrew because I just couldn't hang with it anyway. I have a hard enough time with English, you know, and the dangling participles that somebody mentioned and all these, you know, verbs and adjectives and adverbs. I have a hard problem with that kind of stuff, much less Greek and Hebrew. Just, I ain't going to do it. I'm just kidding. I throw a word out there. I don't have, anyway, I'm grateful for Greek minds and they know some stuff. Anyway, I was told that the word if, there's different cases of ifs. That there's one case in if in the Greek, if. Is maybe they will, maybe they won't. If, okay? We use that a lot of times in our English, if. There's another one, if and they do. In other words, it's a positive, if and they do. For example, 1 Corinthians 15. If we believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again, it wasn't, did he die and rose again? No. Since we do believe that, that's how the word if is used in the Greek language. Now my mind's already blown. I got to wrap my head with duct tape because it just so many things. But this word if means, and since it does, it's not maybe it does, maybe it doesn't, that if the word spoken by the angels was steadfast, and it was certain, the word steadfast, by the way, it means that it was firm, it was stable and sure, and it was strict. There was no gray areas, okay? And it was talking about the law of Moses. Remember, we looked at this at the beginning of the study of the book of Hebrews, where the law of Moses was delivered by the angels in the presence of the angels. We read that in the book of Acts and also in the Old Testament. Anyway, that the law was given through angels, by angels, through Moses. They were present there. Well, and it was steadfast and it was firm. And every transgression and disobedience of that law, that spoken word that was given by the angels, it was firm, it was direct, it was, and there was no chance of misunderstanding what was being said. Well, that it received a just recompense of reward. In other words, the wages of sin is death. If you do this, you receive this. That was in the law. You understand that what it was talking about. Those who did not keep the commandments of Moses were put to death or punished in some way. In other words, under the law, every transgression was punished. That's what this verse is saying here. You get what was coming to you. That's what the law was all about.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.